Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJVM, the voice of the Tri-County. With me this morning, I have Matt Murphy, head basketball coach at Jerseyville Community High School. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Excited to be here.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to be here, too. So, Matt, before we get into the season and basketball and everything, tell us a little bit, tell the listeners a little bit about you.
Yeah. Matt Murphy, born and raised, Jerseyville product itself. Yeah. Keith and Mindy Murphy, also Jerseyville products and Grafton. Make sure I tell her that, too. Yeah, born and raised, went to school here my whole life from pre-K all the way to high school. Yeah.
And you've always been a basketball player.
Always, yep, basketball, and also want to make sure everybody know, played golf in high school too. Might have been the biggest golfer in the state of Illinois at that time. Yeah. At 6'8".
Yeah.
Not a lot of those walking around.
6'8", what are you?
270. Yep.
270. Yep. Yeah, 260.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember you when I coached grade school basketball. You were sixth grade. I was coaching, and I was like, dang, he's Catholic. He's not on my team.
I know, yep.
What's wrong with this picture?
I know. I don't know. That's mom and dad. I didn't get to make those decisions then. But, always big.
Always big. Yeah. Big with a big smile on your face.
Yep, always. Yes. Always, still do.
And you accomplished a lot in high school. High school basketball. You've got your name up on the board. What are some of the accomplishments of the day?
I started, like you said, I played basketball all the time growing up. At first, there wasn't a ton of availability here, but I was always big, so my mom and dad kind of got me in basketball all the time. I was playing year-round since about third grade.
Really?
As much as I could, yeah. For whether that be Alton, I was going over to St. Louis, a Matthew Dickey Boys and Girls Club, really just playing as much as I could. My parents, well, thankful for them, yes. A lot of driving, dad working shift work, so a lot of rides with people, stuff like that. But I played, I did that all the way till my junior year in high school. But to backtrack a little bit, once I got to high school, my freshman year, it's funny, I was just talking to my dad about this earlier. I was like, my freshman year, I didn't know what to expect. I'd never played high school basketball. My dad was a 1980 graduate, so times at that point had changed a little bit between 1980 and 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, man, just shoot for, if you can be on JV by the time your freshman year is over, not a lot of freshmen get to play JV.
That's right.
And he's like, and back whenever he was playing, that's a goal. It's a great goal, I thought. It's like, yeah, sure.
And your coach then was?
So my coach in eighth grade, and he also said this, was Rick Eberlin.
Okay.
And Rick Eberlin told me, I remember, he said in a practice, what's your goal? And I was like my dad said, JV is a freshman. He's like, it's not good enough. I was like, what? He's like, no, you should be thinking I'm going to start varsity as soon as I can. So that kind of, I was like, oh. Well, if my eighth grade coach thinks, I could start varsity, not that it was going to happen, but, it's kind of good encouragement, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
So then summer, work, go to all the high school stuff, practice started. As soon as practice started, the first couple weeks got thrown in a little bit with JV kids, and then Stuart Reeder brought me in over with varsity guys. Day three, and I'm 14, and I moved like a slow vehicle uphill with no wheels, and I was like, well, here we go, and actually, it was good. It was a good experience for me. I think me playing all those years, all year round.
Were you kind of nervous or scared?
Terrified. Excuse me, absolutely terrified, yeah. I was like,
who are some of the big players?
Like Pat Madsen. Pat Madsen rode my bus since I was little.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's the big high school kid in the back.
Right.
Because he's my sister's age. So like I've been around all these guys, Mark Rawling, Cody Bradfish, they're all seniors. And I'm a freshman. And I always, looked up to them. And they would come over, be at the Susanick Center, and they'd let me play. But it was always like the factor of them being older, more mature type thing. So mm-hmm. I didn't know how I was going to fit in. And to be honest, the first couple of weeks was like, what can I do to get them to be like, I want Matt on my team?
Okay.
Compared to like, oh, look how good I am or something like that.
Right.
It was more of like, what can I do to get on the floor and fit in with those guys to make them maybe, hey, I'm going to get him.
passing the ball.
Yeah, passing the ball. Set really good screens. Yeah. They like that too, especially as a big man. If you can get guards open, it's amazing how many more times you get picked up and pick up and stuff like that too. Okay. And rebound, things like that. So went and did that, and it, you know, things kind of fell into place, was playing pretty well. And then Christmas time came around, and I became about our sixth man off the bench for varsity. So okay. Then I was playing. I played in Stoke, reader, no, exactly what it was. I played every freshman game, every JV game, and I played in every varsity game after Christmas the whole year. So I played, it was something like 60 basketball games in a year.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
it was
way,
awesome.
That's,
oh,
that's
I love
to get about three seasons in a year.
Yeah, and I didn't have to worry about practice time or anything. I just went to whoever was playing a game that day. So it was great.
Yeah. Then you went and well, that being said, I mean you had some records that are up on the board, rebounding,
scoring, and shot blocks for career.
Is that you're the number one in all three of those?
Yep, in all three of those.
That's something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's neat. Yep, yeah. It's neat.
Yeah.
For sure.
So then on to college.
On to college. I got a full ride scholarship to McKendree University in Lebanon, Illinois to play for Harry Satham, who at that time was the winningest coach in college basketball in a 4-year school.
Wow.
With like 11. He at that time had more than Coach K. Then eventually Coach K took that over because Coach Satham retired. Yeah, played there, started there now, for 2 years.
Let them know who Coach K is.
Yeah, Coach Duke's head coach, Coach Krakowski. However you say
just
it.
Retired.
Coach K, yeah, just retired. Winningest coach of all time. He was pretty good at it.
You're pretty good at it. Yeah, very good.
Really good.
Okay. So you played for McKendree.
Did you
start right away?
I started, right away. So my freshman year, I went in, and it was their first year Division II. So I was one of two kids at a high school that got a scholarship. Everybody else was either a returner, which was only four kids. So they brought in eight transfers, and they were all juniors and seniors. We had a kid from Wayne State, which I think is in Indiana. Central Missouri had a kid come in, and then three or four junior college kids came in. So it was kind of our first year. D2 was like a smorgasbord of town of what we were going to do there. But end up at that time during the preseason, I knew I was going to get to play, just didn't know how much. Mm-hmm. And then we had some ineligibility stuff going with, because when you transfer, and at that time it's not NIL deal time,
right?
Back in 2014. So they had some things that happened with grade wise and credit wise. We ended up only having about eight guys who could play that year.
Oh, boy.
And two of them were freshmen, and our third one was a walk-on sophomore. So I got a lot of time, and there was a lot of bumps in the road. But there was a lot of positives out of that, too. That first year, we ended up – I think we won eight games. I won freshman player of the week a couple times, just with getting to play that much. And trust me, it wasn't – I was blowing anybody away with athleticism or anything like that, but whenever you only play eight, someone's got to shoot the ball, and I never really strayed away from that by any means. So it was good. I mean, it was good. I would have liked to have a little bit more success, but that's just it's basketball. It's how it goes sometimes.
So played 4 years there.
Played 2 years there.
Oh.
And then, so I played at McKendree freshman, sophomore year, started both years, and then I transferred to Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri.
Okay.
So I went there. It's Division III school. Sam Ficker was actually there. It was the reason I went. And they were pretty successful win-wise and things like that. And I kind of, we won 15 games in 2 years. We were Division II. And at that point, I made the decision with my mom and dad. I'm not going to say I was burned out, because I wasn't burnt out. But I'm only going to play basketball for two more years.
Right.
I was like, so where can I go? I got to play in college. I got school paid for. I've set out to do most of the things I've wanted to do personally. Uh-huh. But I got a regional championship as a sophomore, and that's it. I was like, I'm going to go and say I went and played in a national tournament somewhere. So Westminster, I went, and luckily my junior year we struggled. Then my senior year we made the national tournament, won our conference. Well, so I got to do that, and it was cool.
That is great.
Yeah, so it kind of worked out. And there I was pretty successful, averaged whatever, 10, 11 points, it didn't matter, but mm-hmm. we were good. You know, so it worked out well for me.
So you graduated, and then did you go right into teaching?
So, no, because it's me, and that would make sense. So what I had to do was take the longest route possible, and love you, Mom and Dad, and stress them out as much as possible. But so right after I graduated, I worked at Westminster College as a recruiter. So I would be the person who set up those tables at the high school to, like, convince the parents and the kid to come visit. Uh-huh. But in the meantime, I also got to coach college basketball.
Okay.
So that was the – and I loved recruiting. It paid the bills and stuff. But I was there to just keep coaching. And my college coach was – you know, I was lucky enough to where he was like, yeah, for sure. Come in. You can help us scout. You can go do recruiting trips for us. So I was recruiting for the basketball team, and I was recruiting for the school. And I did that for 3 years. It was fun. Yeah.
How long before you graduated – how old are you now?
I'm 29.
29.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And first year here at Jersey Community, not your first coaching job.
Not my first coaching. It's my first varsity head coaching job, but I've been coaching basketball at the assistant level.
Here at Jerseyville.
Mm-hmm. I did that for 3 years.
Okay.
And then I was at Westminster for 3 years doing varsity stuff there. And then I was at Carlinville for a year. So I've been coaching basketball like that for about 7 years.
As the head coach, what is your philosophy? I mean,
everything's different now. It for me, I think first off, X's and O's, because that's what I think, especially at a school like Jerseyville, you kind of what walks through the halls can dictate that. Now you're going to have certain principles and philosophies that you're going to withstand over time, usually defensively, but you know, like right now. I have a team of 6 foot to 6 foot one and a half kids. If we're running a bunch of throw it inside stuff, it's not really going to work here.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, you know, philosophy wise, I think developing character, you know, I always tell the guys, you know, character over characters. I think everybody's heard that before,
right.
You know,
yeah.
You got to be a good person because usually if your moral traits, if you work on those, if you, you know, continue to be a good teammate, make the right decision and work hard. Usually those will impact your play as well. Because if you're a good teammate, you're going to bring positivity to the team. Is that going to make you a better player? Yes. You know, just all about having good character. Because usually if you're good and you work hard, things happen for you.
Yeah, for sure. And you have a pretty good team. I mean, good characters.
Yeah, and we do. You know, we're inexperienced, so there's going to be frustrations, you know, with that and myself. You know, I'm learning too. That's what I tell them all the time.
Yeah. So what is the age group that you have going?
So right now we start 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a sophomore. Of those players, we had 2 kids who played varsity basketball come into this year, which is Jackson Bruno as a junior and Francis Vogel as a senior. Nobody else played varsity basketball last year.
If you have any surprises this year, anything you thought, well, it was going to happen this way, but then it changed?
Yeah. Think about him all the time. We had, going into this year, we had a kid named Easton Hefner, who was starting quarterback for the football team.
Yes.
Broke, has his Liz Frank fracture, so we lost him, and I, you know, coached him all summer. He was, he's penciled in these.
Right.
We're going to do these things. So that kind of a hiccup. Now, there's nothing to do with that. That's just the way things go sometimes, and I hate that for him more than myself. I mean, I couldn't imagine. You know, so that was a hiccup, kind of adapting there. We had a sophomore, Abe Cribbs, who's starting for us. He played freshman basketball, and then last year he wasn't on JV as a freshman until almost the end of the year, got a jersey. He played 6 sophomore minutes last year, and now he's starting varsity.
I'll be done.
So just seeing, like, A, he got thrown in the fire, and bless his heart, he responded. He's very coachable. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
And he's working hard. You know, so there's some lumps there, but he's doing great, and it's really surprised us. Like, I threw him in, and I was like, we might be 1 game in, and I love the kid, but we might have to go to someone who's just older just because. And he plays his tail off, man. Yeah. So it's been great.
I actually coached his older brother in grade school.
Yeah.
And he was like that. Yeah. He was just like a ball.
Yep. Just a million miles an hour. Yeah. Yep. A million miles an hour. I get tired watching.
Great kid, smile on his face. Yep. As hard as he could go.
Oh, man. And I get tired watching. Between him and the Vogel kids, I burn calories just sitting there. My goodness.
So, what's your record this
right now? We are 6-10. With that, we've lost 3 games by 1.
Oh, my.
3 1-point games. Like, we were at, you know, so it could easily be switched. I think some of that is us going through those, you know, growing pains, 1-point losses. But, you know, if you tell me at the beginning of the year we go down to Pinckneyville like we're at this week and we go 2-2, you know, I'd love to be 3-1. But at the same time, that's,
Tell us about Pinckneyville.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great tournament. You're playing some of the better teams in Southern Illinois down there. You got Pinckneyville, only Richland County is, I think they're ranked in state right now. I know Pinckneyville is at 2A. Roxana's down there, us. You got a bunch of 1A powerhouses like Woodlawn. I mean, they won a state championship when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're 1A. Smaller schools, we are the second biggest behind only. But, I mean, just really good competition. Really good competition. It's a good tournament. We played Christopher the first night. We won that. And then we played Pinckneyville night 2. That was a tough one. They're really active. They're going to be – I mean, they're a really good basketball team.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer's there. He was at Freeburg. He coached SIUE. Really good coach. Really well coached. That one, I think we – you know, they got us. And then we came in the next day and beat a good Mount Carmel team. And then Friday played a Meridian. They're in Mounds, Illinois, and lost by 1 there to them. Right. And to tell you the truth, it turned out okay for us because if you told me we gave up 20 offensive rebounds, 6 of 14 from free throw line, one of your better scorers goes 6 of 24 from the field, and it's a 1-point basketball game, usually means you defended pretty well.
Yes.
So that was a positive. With all the negative of the loss, there were some positives in there.
So, as far as like offense and defense, what do you like to play defensively?
So defense, we mix it up right now. Just with us being undersized, I think we kind of got to throw some junk stuff at them. For the most part, moving forward, we'll be man to man. We'll switch a lot.
Why do you like man to man?
Right now, because I think for us, we can pressure the ball a little bit because we're all the same size and we're decently athletic. So when we switch, there's not going to be a ton of mismatches since we're all about the same size. You know, and that, like I said, that stuff changes. The 8th grade group from Illini and St. Francis both got some bigger kids coming in.
Do they have a good group?
Yeah, I mean, they got Carter Callow's probably 6 foot. Quincy DeSherlia is 6'2". Max Torino's 6'3". Cooper Wilson's a pretty good-sized kid. You know, so that might change, you know, coming up as it goes forward. But I just thought with us right now, defensively – I preach a lot of ball pressure because, like I said, too, we're not big, so our offensive rebounding is not going to be huge. And if I want to create more possessions, we do. We got to get some turnovers here and there, you know, and try to really take teams out of it on that end.
How do you attack teams? I mean, as far as like now, you know that you're undersized, right? And you're going up against teams. What's your offensive game plan?
So for me, a lot of it comes with mismatches. I try to play everything to like our strengths compared to, like for example, Waterloo's got 6'10", 6'8".
Yeah.
I want Waterloo to come out and have to guard a ball screen against 6'10", and 6'8", when we got a 6 foot guard coming off that. I want 6'8" to try to move his feet with Francis Vogel getting downhill. I think that puts us in a good position.
Well, those teams will play man.
They played man against us down there.
Did they?
Yep. And then if they go zone, we try to slow it down then and run a lot of sets. We've shot it well at times, shot it really well at times, and we've shot it okay at other times. You know, Jackson Bruno's pretty good at getting his own shot, and that can kind of help us. There, Francis Vogel's athletic. You know, just trying to find places to get the right guys the shots that they're good at, find their spots. You know, if they go zone, let's say like Waterloo did, I put Francis Vogel in the middle, let him slice up a defense, make a play for Hunter Herkert, Abe Cribbs, Jackson Bruno spotting up. You know, just put guys in places they can excel at.
I see. So who is really standing out this year for you?
I mean,
Bruno's probably leading.
Yeah, Jackson Bruno's been really good for us.
Yeah.
He. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I was trying to say it humbly, but he has been really good for us. You know, leadership wise, which has really, you know, I challenged him this summer. That was like the first thing I went to, because he has a different role this year, and it's one that I was kind of familiar with. That going in as a junior year, you can get a lot of attention as a player from the other team, a lot of attention.
Yeah.
You know, last year as a sophomore, you're still growing. And he had an Aiden Kanellikin who could knock down shots. He had a Tanner Bruno who could get downhill. He had Vogel. But this year, we lost a lot coming into this year. He's been great. I mean, leadership-wise, leading the guys, being kind of a coach extension on the floor, getting his own, making his own shots, making reads, trying to make the right play. You know, he's been really good.
At the JV level, you have some good ones coming up.
Mm-hmm. We have another Vogel. I think I got two more still that are on the way. But JP Vogel, he's 6'2", probably 190. I mean, wow. put together. Uh-huh. Put together.
Yeah.
Grown man. Gets his hands on basketball. I don't understand how he gets his hands in some plays. And just, you know, motor. Motor athletically, just all over the place.
He got that genetically.
I know.
That's what I was dying.
I know. That's what I would say. Oh,
and I used to play with his dad.
Yep. I mean, just go.
That guy was like everywhere.
Yep. That's how Francis is. That's how JP is. And I don't get it, because I was not everywhere. I was usually like in one place. I was pretty easy to spot. They are all over, which makes it great. He's a junior, and he's getting better. All of them are, because, like I said, we were so top heavy last year. You're going to have a growing pains of getting high school basketball going. You know, and he comes off the bench right away for us in varsity games.
Any sophomores or freshmen are looking good that are going to move
up?
We
have a knock on wood. Hopefully, I stay out. Our freshman class is huge. In our sophomore class, we have eight, I think, seven or eight. Jude Jones, Brady Maxiner, Shane Lamer, Sincere Carter, you know, they're getting a lot of JV minutes because they're in that, I think, I like to call it a little transition period between, there's a big difference between freshman basketball and JV basketball. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helps to translate to varsity. But I mean, Jude Jones as a sophomore has been starting to get minutes lately. JP Vogel, like I said, is a junior. Aiden Kendall comes off the bench as a junior too. So, you know, I'm trying to look at it like we're losing two, and, you know, both starters, which is huge. And then you got Keegan Griffiths, a senior, comes off the bench, Jace Moore, and then Easton. But I think I'm getting a lot of guys a lot of minutes. Great. I get guys a lot of minutes.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Loving it. Absolutely loving it. Yes. Is it stressful? Without a doubt. It'd be crazy to say it's not, but I love it. Yep.
The kids, are they taking well to?
I think you? So. I mean, for the most part, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. You know, I think they enjoy it. You know, I like to find the balance. I mean, you got to have fun. If we're going to be around each other, I told them at the beginning of the year, we're going to be around each other this much, we better at least like each other a little bit.
That's right.
You know, so we got to have some fun.
Players the youth, they like energy. A young coach fun.
Yep. You know? I'm in there sweating with them, yelling, doing all that. It's fun.
Go head to head with
them. Right. Half court. Once we start doing, if we're doing press break stuff, I'm checking out. But I'll still post up every once in a while.
Well, Matt, wish the best of luck of you the rest of the season.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Any big games coming up that we ought to attend?
We got one tonight. If anybody's around, we got
Metro. This is recording.
Oh, we're recording. Oh, shoot. Let me think. We're at Pisaw, at Triad. We'll have Waterloo at home. I don't know the date. Waterloo at home coming up. And that'll be a good one.
Waterloo at home.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a good one. Next conference one at home.
The one thing I have to say here, I'm going to end this. Okay.
Okay.
I like the way you look on the bench. I like the way you dress. I like your look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I just want to let you know. I know because I look coaches, you know, a lot of them, they're wearing, you know, they're not wearing, they're not dressed up or anything, looking mm-hmm. pretty casual, but you're looking sharp.
Yep.
You're standing tall.
Yep. I try to. That. Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Well, thanks a lot, Matt, for coming in. Best luck to you.
Thank you so much.
We'll get you back here.
All right. Sounds awesome.